I'm sorry we have to interrupt that song. We're going live now to Love Square, or even Love Park in Philadelphia. And Hugh Dillon is there. Hello, Hugh.
Hey, Ray. How are you today?
Good, good. Big news. The portal is there and it's just opened. What's happening? What can you see there, Hugh?
Well, Philadelphia has turned out to say hello to the portal and the people across the sea. And Dublin right now, we're looking at you. You're beautiful. Thank you. This is so terrific.
So tell us what you know about the portal, because the last time we knew, the portal was in New York. Why is it in Philadelphia?
You know, thankfully for New York's bad behavior, Philadelphia is going to be on their best behavior and embrace the portal. It's the best thing that's happened since the Liberty Bell.
Okay, and tell us about John F. Kennedy Plaza, also known as Love Park.
Well, Love Park is named because we had the original Robert Indiana sculpture, Love, L-O-V-E, here in the park. And it's right here across Philadelphia's City Hall.
That's Poland.
And so this that's why it's called Love Park. Uh-huh. So it's the center. It's we look down from City Hall. We see our art museum where the Rocky Steps are. A lot of people from around the world come to Philadelphia to see the Rocky Steps. So at the portal, you can see City Hall. And when you look forward, you see the Rocky Steps and the art museum.
Brilliant, because some of the comments about New York was that the site wasn't great. Now, they could say the same about Dublin. So we're talking to Hugh Dillon from Philly Chit Chat. Our Niamh is down at the portal in Dublin City Centre. Hello, Niamh.
Hello, Raymond.
Yes, this sort of crept up on us, or did it?
Well, I mean, you're sitting at your desk at 3 o'clock and you realise that the portal has opened up in Philadelphia. Goodbye, New York City.
Yes.
We took a big bite out of the Big Apple, Ray, and now we're fillying good about Philadelphia.
So was there any commotion or hoo-ha down in Dublin City Centre?
No.
Well, right, that's right.
But I can't tell you. I can't tell you there was an outbreak of spontaneous dancing. There was a group of students here. They were from a language school,
right,
and they were told to come down with, you know, those bingo cards of activities to do so they can learn English around Dublin City Centre. And one of the activities on their bingo cards that they had to mark off was go down to the portal and say what you see down there. Now, they were under the impression that they were about to see into New York, but what they were seeing into was very enthusiastic crowd into Philadelphia.
Yes.
So, yeah, more enthusiastic than what I'm looking at now, Ray, and that's Villeneuve going into their probably rush hour, and there is nobody at the portal there.
That's Villeneuve. That's one of the original portals. Back to Hugh Dillon, who's in Philadelphia. They're still enamoured and excited about the portal there. So, Hugh, this is the beginning of celebrations that are going to last for a number of years.
Yes, I hear that the portal is here to stay. Currently, it's at Love Park. At some point, it's going to move probably to Independence Hall. But people are out here and they're dancing and they're singing. They have signs. And we love on the other side, people over there in the portal across the sea, they have signs.
Yeah.
Now they're doing the Philadelphia Eagles chant, which is our big football team here.
And listen, Hugh, Niamh is at our side of the portal here in Dublin City Centre. Niamh, will you tell Hugh a bit about the history of the Dublin thing? Because you've been down there a good few times.
Well, I'm drawn to the portal like a magnet, Ray, as you well know. So it started off in May. If you'll remember, if I can cast your mind back to the start of the summer here in Dublin, we were very excited about the portal. So when it started, there was great enthusiasm and a bit of mischief is probably the best way to describe it. So I'll cast your mind back to when we came down. It was about 2 days after it opened. And there was a lovely woman down here, and she was in Ireland, and her boyfriend was in New York. And we were asking everybody, what are you doing at the portal? Do you know anyone at the portal? And she very kind of nonchalantly said to us, I think I might try and propose to my boyfriend. So obviously we were floored and recorded the whole thing. And there she was, down on one knee, and he said yes on the other side. Now, with the light comes the shade, and then there was also a bit of shenanigans when it came to the portal. So they had to shut it down for a while because we can't have nice things. We get a bit overexcited.
Yes.
So we wanted to show our enthusiasm a bit too much for the portal. So it's kind of shut down late at night. The hours were 11 to 9, and then they did this thing where you couldn't stand on the portal or do anything to it because it would blur it out for you. So you didn't want to ruin it for everyone. So everyone's calmed down now a bit.
The novelty is worn off, which is a good thing. But
you know what, Ray? I'd actually dispute that. Because right. There's a lot of this. There's about 25 people down here now, all waving, right. Taking photographs. You know, the Macarena happened earlier on. Right. There's a lot of people holding up babies, making TikToks. Yeah. Now, it's not as mischievous as it used to be. Do you know, there's no removal of clothing
or
anything like that.
Can I suggest that they're energised by the Philadelphia side of the portal? Back to Hugh. I believe something happened in transit between New York and Philadelphia, or did it happen in Philadelphia?
No, what happened was when they installed it, they tightened the screws too tight, and then the glass did crack. But before that became public, everyone did think someone was behaving badly, and they were comparing it to the crack at the Liberty Bell. Ah. They said, this is our next Liberty Bell, but actually it was human error that did it. Installing it, but we're going to have a new glass by next week, and it doesn't affect the view at all. I mean, the glass, it is,
But we're hoping confirm that the crack does not affect the view from Dublin to Philadelphia. Yeah, I can confirm that. Yeah. Yes.
Hugh, have you heard the reports from New York and from Dublin? I was watching one of your local news stations, and there was a reporter there called Siobhan McGirl. And she was saying that the people of Philadelphia were unaware of where the portal was going to hook up with. That it was, they were keeping it as a surprise.
Right.
Was that the case?
It was a secret.
Oh, was it?
Right. It was a secret. We didn't tell anyone. In fact, we didn't even mention it was here until yesterday. But people just are curious. They were walking by. They knew what it was immediately because of the baldy behavior in New York and Dublin. Uh-huh. It made it more popular and famous than ever.
Right, right. I was just saying earlier on, Hugh, that sculpture that you mentioned in Love Park is a common place where people propose and get married.
Oh yes, we're waiting for some engagements to happen.
Yes,
here.
Yes, yeah. And then if you add in the portal, you can do a transatlantic proposal. Oh, it's so exciting.
That
isn't
is
it?
An excellent idea. That is an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a lot of. We switched.
Yeah.
The crowd. Now we don't know what town is on the portal, but we'll get to know them. Which is also going to be a great lesson in history in each of the towns. And I hope it will encourage travel, too, to Dublin, Ireland, and to all the other places that we get to see on the portal.
Yeah, it's an exciting project. We've been living with it since May, but it is a fascinating thing, and I think you'll love it there in Philadelphia. And Hugh Dillon from Philly Chit Chat, thanks for taking our call today. Thanks, Hugh. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
take care, Ray.
See you. Niamh Hassell, thank you so much for going down. You can have the rest of the day off.
Oh, thanks, Ray. I might just have a wander around Connell Street now and do some shopping. Thanks a million.
Good luck. That's it from us. Cormac's on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.